do you know the one true God, Abba, Yahweh? Now will I rise, saith Yahweh. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 10, Word of Yahweh. Written by Monica Clementine Farrar. Narrated by Elise Smith. Copyright 2024 by Monica Clementine Farrar. All rights reserved solely by the author. The author guarantees all contents are original and do not infringe upon the legal rights of any other person or work. No part of this book may be reproduced in any form without the permission of the author. Due to the changing nature of the internet, if there are any web addresses, links, or URLs included in this manuscript, these may have been altered and may no longer be accessible. The views and opinions shared in this book belong solely to the author and do not necessarily reflect those of the publisher. The publisher therefore disclaims responsibility for the views or opinions expressed within the work. Unless otherwise stated, scripture is taken from the Word of Yahweh's Bible, WOY. Copyright 2003, Assembly of Yahweh. All rights reserved. 1017 North Gunnell Road, Eaton Rapids, Michigan. 48827. With permission. Word Messianic Bible, WMB, public domain. Scripture quotations marked LEB are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software. Scripture quotations taken from the LSB Legacy Standard Bible. Copyright 2021 by the Lockman Foundation. Use by permission. All rights reserved. Managed in partnership with 316 Publishing Incorporated, lsbible.com, and 316publishing.com. The Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. All rights reserved. Scripture taken from the New King James Version, NKJV. Copyright 1982 by Thomas Nelson. Used by permission. All rights reserved. Forward. Shalom, dear friends. We are living in the end time and in the days of apostasy. Most people have fallen away from the truth of Elohim Yahweh's word. The Western and European nations that were founded on the truth, wisdom, values, and the spiritual wealth of the Judeo-Christian Bible have rejected the truth of Abba Yahweh's word. Most people have ceased worshiping the one and only eternal sovereign Elohim Yahweh and have begun to worship themselves or idols of pagan nations. Many people have already embraced pagan festivals and perverted pagan practices. The sins of our present world are extremely blasphemous and abhorrible in the sight of our holy Elohim Abba Yahweh. Mankind's sin has grieved the heart of our Maker and Elohim, Abba Yahweh. Abba Yahweh's judgment day is very near. Yahweh, who created heaven and earth, can also destroy heaven and earth and everything in it in a nanosecond. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing joyfully together before Yahweh, for He is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Psalm chapter 98, verses 8 through 9, LEB. Then the word of Yahweh came a second time to Haggai on the 24th day of the month, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I am going to shake the heavens and the earth. I will overthrow the thrones of kingdoms and destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations. And I will overthrow the chariots and their riders, and the horses and their riders will go down, everyone by the sword of another. Haggai chapter 2, verses 20 through 22, LSB. Surely the sovereign Yahweh will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets. Amos chapter 3, verse 7, WOY. Do not
Sample complete. Ready to continue?